Right, we're in the end of Siman Beis, if you're in your Aleph. There's some Sifrim Shulchan Aruch we'd rather they don't print in the contemporary news stories. So Sif Yud is from the Don't Try This department. So we'll whisper Sif Yud without not going into too much detail. Sif Yud is Lo Yisa Adam Isha V'Daita L'Garsha. What? Immigration, they get married. Yeah, they don't get halachically married, they just get, I think, a civil marriage, yeah. The chiddush is not that you should marry a woman, that the garish is the second half. V'imaydiya tchila shunay seyaysa lamid yayim. I'm sorry, daita liyamim yaduim. I don't know what the site is. Liyamim yaduim mutter. If he tells him beforehand, let's have a vacation together. We don't want to live in sin. So let's get married for a few weeks and then we each go our own way. Mutter, so you're allowed to do that. Like I said, this is from the Don't Try This department. And what? Rav, yeah. Rav, Pas Pasala, yeah. Okay, very good. That's Yivam is coming up. You're 7 years ago. What? I think Yivam is, no? What's it say? Bryce Yavam is Daf Lam and Zayin. No, Liyamim you do. I wasn't reading. Yeah, no, he's not making Kedushin, but now he says I'll be the garish you after 3 days. He means he'll give her again. He means that afterwards he'll give her again. Yes. Doesn't mean Kedushin for Laban Yom. Asif Yod Aleph. Lo Yisa Adam Isha B'Medina Zu V'Yelech V'Yisa Isha Acheres B'Medina Acheres. So he ought to have two wives. He lives in one city and he works in the other city. It was a Novela Carmeli, right? He lived in, what does it say, Beisebeh. No, you don't remember Moshe Tanach. Novel lived in one city and his business was another city, no? Okay, so he wants to have a wife in one city, a wife in the other city. When he's here, he'll have a family. If he's there, he'll have a family. So, what? The Mechaber could. The Mechaber holds you captive too. So he says, don't do it. Shema yizdavgu habonim zelazeh. V'nimtza achdoisa achoisa. If he's going to have families in two different places, it's not talking about today when communication is easy. The later Paiskim say on this sif, that before the internet, they're saying when there's a post office that people could communicate, so that it's mutter. Adam gadol shushma yadua v'zarim afursim achra mutter. Now, the sif is important even though the case is not negeya. Just let's think about what it says and I'll explain to you why it's of overwhelming importance b'zman hazeh. What it says in Shulchan Aruch is that a person can't have two families in two different places. He lives in one country and he has a business in the other. So he's there for a few months and there for a few months. He figures he'll have a wife and family here and a wife and family there. Let's say they're both aware. You worry about being on the chaveri part, right? So, okay, they're both... well, you see, if they're fully aware, then there's no problem. What it's saying is... what? It's a big chesed. Okay. It says, Mishnas HaBetzairis, whoever it was, married a lot of women, and so he could feed each one. Yeah. All right, anyway, for those who want to do it, we'll discuss it separately, but there is a very important nekuda here, and it's got, Chazal here, were chayshid for a chashad that's rochuk miyad. What were you afraid of? Just picture it for a minute. A man has a family in Chicago, and he has a family in Los Angeles. So he's saying you can't do it. Why? Your son in Chicago may marry your daughter in Los Angeles. So he would say, What are the odds? Like, why should I be chayshish that punct of all the people you can marry in the world, that they're going to marry each other? So it seems, this chiddush and this sif, what? Kol kavua kamatza matza dami. Well, who said they'll be kavua? Maybe they'll be pirish, I don't know. Maybe you're right. But Ramesha writes, what? Yeah, there's a Gemara as a case where a man made a shliach to mekadesh any isha you find. So you can't marry anyone who has a sister. Or okay, so we find Eliezer, Bikish Lamed Asakoil. Because he wanted to kill the shliach. Oh, that's where this comes out. Now, it's not a joke, because this issue came up in the time of Rav Moshe, and it comes up in an even more serious case, Bizman Azeh. And that is, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, a number of tshuvas. The first one is in Yeridei, and the first volume, I think, is Kuf Samach Beis. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about adopting a child and not telling the child that he's adopted. We're not talking about a guy who you have to be a guy here. I'm talking about adopting a Jewish child and raising the child from infancy without telling the child that he's an adopted child. So Rav Moshe answers based on this sif, on this halacha. Chazal chayshish that if a person doesn't know his ichus, Shema Yisa Basa Chayse. They were chayshish that he might marry a relative. It sounds very far fetched. Well, you're not allowed to go into such a situation. Well, once you're in, we'll have to discuss it. But you can't create that situation in the first place.
No, it's something that happens in such a case. This child cannot get married anyway.
Well, we can figure out certain limitations. Well, let me get to it. Well, let me tell you, let me backtrack and tell you the Gemara. What? So, that's a separate issue. The Yichud issue, you're right, is also an issue. But let me backtrack for a second. The Gemara, when the Gemara says in Yevamis, the Gemara says that when a woman gets divorced or becomes an almana, she's not allowed to get married for 90 days, till the 91st day. Why not? Because if she becomes pregnant, has a child, we won't know if the child is a 9-month child from the first husband or a 7-month child from the second husband. Now the odds that she'll get married, she'll become pregnant right away, and give birth 7 months later, and we won't know if it's 9 months or the first, 7 months or the second, are small. But nevertheless, that's the halacha. Every time a woman gets a get, the Bezdin tells her that you can't get married till 91 days, because if you get married right away, become pregnant, we won't know if the child is miyuchas after the first or after the second. So the Gemara says, why my nafgamina? Why do we care if we don't know which one is the father? So the Gemara gives two reasons. Gemara's first reason, the Gemara brings a memoir of Shmuel, that's Gzeres HaKosav, Liyos L'chol Lazaruch HaAcharecha, that Klal Yisrael needs Enesh Chinesh Elo HaMishpachas HaMiyuchasis B'Yisrael. That part of Klal Yisrael's Achrayis is that everybody in Klal Yisrael should have a clear Yichus. And don't go into Lumdisin, what's the difference, who cares, it's one of two, you won't marry anyone that's not from the two. Shmuel holds that it's Gzeres HaKosav, that Klal Yisrael don't have what the Chazal call B'nei Ervuvia. People don't know who their parents are. It's important in the Halach Yelach of Klal Yisrael to have Yuchsin. It's Gzeres HaKosav. The second reason in the Gemara, which is Rava, which is a number of generations later, Rava comes up with all these different chashashas. He says he can't have a child that doesn't know who his father is. First of all, he may marry his half-sister. He may marry, if he doesn't know which father, he'll assume it's father B, and it might be father A. Second of all, in a case of Yibum, people will think he's a child of the second, and that'll pater the father from Yibum, but it's not really a child of the second, it's Chayiv in Yibum. Well, Fakeret, the third Cheshash, the father of the first father may die, and the brother-in-law will be Miyabim, the wife, and really the second one is a child of the first. So Rava has these three Cheshashes, which if the Gemara didn't say it, if you came over to me and you said all these Cheshashes, I would feel that it's stretching things a little bit. But Lamaisa, it's brought in the Gemara. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch later in Simin Yud Gimel, where it says Ishasha Nisgarsha Nisama Loiti Nasei Vloitisaris at Shatamtin Tzadik Yoim Chutzmi Yoim Shenisgarsha. So it's 91 days. And the Shulchan Aruch gives the reason Lahavchem Bein Zarei Shal Rishon Lazarei Shal Achrayin. And it says, "Xeris Chachamim, Afilisha Sheinu Ruyaleled." Chazal Machmir, even a woman who's past the stage of giving birth, of the go on birth control. It's a loy plug. Srichalam Sadik Yayim, Afiloktana, Afilozakena, Afilo Akora, Afilo Elenis, Afilo Baila B'midya Sayam, the husband was a B'midya Sayam for the last 90 days. Yochavish B'veis Asurim, all these cases, Chazal Machaishish. And again, it's because of this chashad. So now the chashad creates problems. Now, I want to explain the severity. That a woman has to wait 90 days to remarry, all right, it may be she already knows who she wants to marry. It's a terechi, you have to wait 90 days. It's manageable. Then you go to Rav Moshe's Tshuva about an adopted child. The adopted child, he has to be told he's adopted. You don't tell him right away. You can tell him later. It's a disappointment to some people. But, okay. Now, fast forward to 2022. And this takes on a much more serious application by people who can't have children and want to use sperm donation or ovum donation. Which already existed, Rav Moshe writes about tshuvas, but today it's become very routine that people can get sperm donation or ovum donation and then have a child. Now, the wisdom of having children that way we can discuss, but the halacha of discussing, if you're going to tell somebody, a childless couple, they want to go with sperm donation, you're going to tell them you're going to make problems. Why? Because you're going to have a child. The child may marry his sister. They're going to say, like, what are the odds? You know, the sperm can come anywhere in the United States. You have 360 million people in this country. And the only possibility is if it comes from a Jew, if it comes from a guy, it's not a gay. And like, what are the odds that a person's going to marry his relative? It creates a... on balance, a very, very difficult situation.
You can do a DNA test.
You can do a DNA test later. Today, it is possible to do DNA testing later. So what are you going to do? Well, Sharon is going to have a new line. All sperm donor and children, they'll have DNA testing. Okay.
People request from, a Goyish donor.
So it becomes a little complicated. I don't think they have Jewish and non-Jewish donors. I don't know. These are private companies. This is not a government thing. These are private companies that do it. And they do have a profile. Anytime a person goes for sperm donation, ovum donation, you get a profile. And most of us wouldn't want to have a black kid or even a redhead if there are no redheads in the family. Like, you want to have somebody that fits. They actually give a profile. And you check off a box. It's like a 4-page questionnaire. And, it's like, what?
But it's on the honor system.
It's on the honor system, except that it's like any company, they want the clients to be happy. They're looking to make a sale. It's a regular salesman, and they're looking to make a sale, and it's very, very, it's very tricky. The first time I was involved with this, it was people who didn't talk to any rabbanim, and they requested dafka, a Jewish child. And everybody would rather have a Jewish child than a non-Jewish child. On the other hand, once it's Jewish, you have the problem of Sem Shem Yisa Chaysa. So that case, when that happened, it's the child is already, passed about bas mitzvah, so it's at least 13, 14 years ago. We were able, tremendously out of Dishmaya, to find out who the person was. So at that time, to solve this problem, we had a bezin of three rabbanim, and we wrote a document, and we didn't say who the mother was. It was a donated ovum, and actually they got a bunch of donated ovum. They froze some for the future children, and we wrote that, you know, when it comes time for this child to get married, the sibling can't have a parent that was born in this and this year, and actually was in a certain college in California on the year she gave the eggs. And it gives enough of an identification that it takes away the problem of Shami Yisa Basa Chayisai. But it was a very unusual sequence of events that allowed us to figure out who the mother was. Generally, and legally, it's kept anonymous, and it's very, very difficult. It creates a very difficult situation when people go with ovum donation or with sperm donation.
Also,
the organizations that exist, the Boni Olam and Eitime, these organizations, in order to participate, the person requesting help for this type of thing has to have a rav that gives them a psak that they're going to guide them. And the first time someone asked me, I asked Rav David Feinstein what to do, and he said, don't get involved. If you can figure out who mother is good, but otherwise, don't get involved in a chazal v'chayshu shami yisa basa chayisai. So I did what he told me, and it's much easier, in practical terms, much easier to not get involved. The question is, who is getting involved, and exactly what's happening? You know, I'll tell this chaver chachigil makayma, you're going to tell somebody, you have to remain childless all your life, because we're afraid your child's going to punk marry his sister or her brother somewhere in the world. It's such a far-fetched odds. Especially you can choose from which section of the country the ovum was donated. You can choose from down south or from. So I do what David told me. It's.
On the other hand, people are donors. Usually, the two is more than one. So this increases the odds.
A lot of donors do it more than once. That makes it. Okay, by two or three, but it's. I'm telling you, it's a very difficult sugya. I don't know exactly how. If you know the mother, you're good. No, all you need is some idea. If you could put down the mother's birthday, so whoever this child grows up and dates, it has to be that month that. Right. So let's say we have woman A. We're worried. Woman A is the child of an ovum donation, right? So we if we know, we give the woman. We usually have to give her, give her parents, a document that says when woman A gets married, she can't marry a man whose birthday is such as whose parents' birthday is such and such. Where are you going to marry the same mother? Her mother shouldn't have the same birthday. Now. Yeah, you know, how do you, every time a shidduch is read, you ask for the mother's birthday, it's a little tricky. But usually, even within the year, you get the basic age of the mother, and there's enough of a pool to choose from. It's not a problem.
Because
of Shashu Shavi Yisabasa Chaisa. It's very, very difficult. If I could go through the blow by blow story of how it happened in this one case. The person who needed it was a child of one of the Gedalei Hadar of a previous generation. And it was Mamish Slusavis that it happened. It was totally unusual. And
it's very hard to find.
Well, because legally there's protection. What happened was I had told them to push the salesman to prove that the mother's Jewish. I said, I can't prove the mother's Jewish. Prove it to me. So at the end, the in order to sort of make the sale, he questioned the woman, then he came back and he said something that was sort of gave us a hint as to who it was. And I called without too many details, it was a Rav in the Philadelphia area who at first I called him Shmuel Kamenetsky. I told him the story. I asked him if this Rav is a Philistine person. He said yes. I called. This Rav had passed away already. I spoke to his almana, and she gave me her son. I told the story, and the son actually ended up walking in to the home of the mother of the girl we thought it was. And the mother is from, the girl is apparently not so from. And she started crying. She said, I knew my daughter told me she's doing this for $5,000. She's giving an egg donation. And she started crying. Baruch Hashem, it'll be a Jewish child. It was Devar Mani Karim that it was her. And we didn't tell her who it is. And we didn't tell this side, the Brooklyn side, who the other one is. But there were three Rabbanim involved, myself, another Rav here, and then this Rav from Pennsylvania. And it was an unusual case. It was totally Siyat Deshmai, that's Chus Abbas, that it was there.
Is there any push or any chance that now that we have genetic testing that could determine this, to use this as a valid halachic, you know?
In theory, you could do genetic testing. In practice, how are you going to go about it exactly? It's not so practical. You're going to say that every...
You know.
See, somebody's going to be on the shidduch market. At some point, he's going to tell the girl he's dating, look, I need your DNA. We have to make sure we're not brother and sister. It's a little bit of a turnoff on the shidduch. In theory, it could work.
Would it be acceptable?
So DNA is... It's a little tricky. When you do testing, if a frum person does the testing, it's certainly Neman. The question is, if it goes to a lab and you don't have a Shemesh Shabbos, it says, this is not kosher. So it goes back to Chazak Olay Marum Nasai, which maybe is good enough. Anyway, so Sifyat Aleph starts off not so Negeya, and it jumps to being Negeya. It's fascinating, by Yichus, there's one man, the Amri, the Gemara, why do you have his man in a get? Why is his man? Why do you need his man in a get? A get is a... Shem Yechabai Chazal Chayshish, he's going to marry his niece, and the niece is going to be Mizana Tachtov, with Eidim and Asra, and she's going to give Bipasta Lamisa, and have Rachman Isana, and he'll give her a get without a date, and say it was early. So again, what are the odds of this whole sequence of events? Marrying a niece, and then Yisbi Mizana Tachtov, Reidim and Asra, getting Misa, and then Bechazal, I don't know, when it comes to these things. Rapam once said, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yitzchok look like Avram, because the Litzani Adar was saying, may Avimelech is Abrasara. So Rapam said, that we have to learn from here that every time Litzani Adar says something, you got to worry about it. Litzani Adar say, they say. So Rapam said, I remember he was quoting, he said, no, you don't have to worry about Litzani Adar. But when it comes to Yichus, you don't fool around. He said, he's not abroad. If it comes to Yichus, Chazal were very, very mad. Okay, we move on to Simin Gimel.
I once heard that whenever the Sakon of Chazal potentially happened,
I once mentioned you from Rabbi Aaron, such a thing, that the Chazal, the Takana was made because it happened. Okay. So today is a Ruach HaKadosh type of Havon. Okay. Simin Gimel, new Simin. All right, we learned so far. Sif Aleph was the Chiyuvim of Puravu and Ler of Altarach Yedecha. Simin Beis was the rules of Yisrael marrying an Ishik Sherim. Simin Gimel is Inyone Safik Kuhuna. The beginning of Simin Gimel starts with proving that someone's a Kayin or proving that someone's not a Kayin. And the Mechaber here surprises everybody. If you want to show somebody how Ebenezer has full of surprises, just read him the first three lines. No, before, just the first three lines. Mishabab is manazev, I'm a Kayin. Someone walks into shul, never saw him in shul before. He walks in, he says, I'm a Kayin. Ain't in Ammon. You can't give an aliyah for a kayin. That means if you're in shul, you say, is there a kayin here? And someone says, me. The machabeshita is, you can't give him aliyah. You can't trust him, he's a kayin. Yeah, he has no chazaki, he's a kayin. I'm talking about a firm yid who's putting on tefillin. And the machabah holds that it's not, a person is not neaman to say he's a kayin. The Ramah says, Yeshayim, the Neman Likris B'Torah Rishon. Ashkenazim don't have a problem. We hold that a person is Neman to be Kari B'Torah Rishon. Lisa's Kapov, and to go up to Duchim Bizman Hazen. Shein Lanu Truma Dei Raisa, Shenoch Hashem Shema Yalu Aisa L'Truma. The Ramah learns, we'll see how the Mechaba learns, the whole Gemara that says you don't trust somebody to say he's a Kayin without some sort of proof, is we're afraid that it'll be Oila Mitruma L'Yuchsin. We don't have Truma Deraisa Bizman Hazen. What are you afraid of? V'chei Noegin Oidna. B'chol Mokai. She'i Noegin Mitruma Bizman Hazen V'lekha L'mecha Shlomini. Ramos says that this is the meaning. The meaning is that we don't we're not makpid. If someone comes in and he says he's a Kayin, that he's believed. So with the Mechaber, which is the Rambam, says you can't trust someone to say he's a Kayin. He has to have a Chazaka that he's a Kayin. And the Ramah says you could. The Magen Mishnah writes on the Ramah, Minik Tosu. He writes to follow the Rambam. Although the custom is, even among the Sfaradim, I believe, is to trust somebody to say he's a Kayin, to go with the Minik and the Ramah. Now what's the Machloikis here? What is the dispute between the Mechaber Ramah, the Rambam and the Ran? What are they arguing about? Let's look at the Chakas. Mechaikah and Meshmuel have slightly different pshatim in the Machlaikas. The first thing is the Chalkach Mechaikah. Yeshayimim denem alikus b'tayri rishim lisa eskapa. Horamach baldei azu, the Ramah Shita, leikosav rak likreis b'tayri rishim. Now listen to this. He's saying, even like the Ramah, you can give him an aliyah, v'dasit tam l'davar. What's his reason? The le'ich b'slan im yikr b'tayrer rishon. What's the big aveira? If he's really Israel, and he's getting the first aliyah, de'im b'zet sad isser rak b'mnei darkei shalom. The kepeda to give the kayin the first aliyah is b'mnei darkei shalom. You're not going to make more shalom by telling him, I don't trust you that you're a kayin. It's not going to increase the shalom. Avo, C.S. Kapayim Dika Isra say, Kibavua Begamara Bezaim Akilin Afladas Ramach. The Chazan B'chayka calls, even like the Ramah, a Kayin can't walk into Shul and Duchen. The whole Machlaik is really, the Chazan B'chayka Glorious, Bechaber Ramah both agree, a person is not Neman to say he's a Kayin. The Ramah just says, Aliyah, big deal. You give it Aliyah, and he's really Israel, so you got a Kayin's Aliyah. It's not a terrible thing. But the Chatz B'chayka calls, you can't have a fellow walk into shul out of nowhere and just duchen. That's the shita of the Chatz B'chayka, who's very machmir on this whole thing.
We're protecting him.
What do we care? Why do we care if he does? Well, it's his business if he doesn't have Eira. So it's a good question.
I don't know.
What?
He can't marry everybody. He can't go to a...
The Mechav is going to get to that. Shavian Nafshe. So he brings this essay. This essay is, I think, Emor Lahem, that it's only Kayanim and not anybody else. I guess if you hold these Nema for Aliyah, not Nisa Kapo, I guess you hold the Nam Oila from Aliyahs to Nisa Kapo, otherwise you'd be right. I don't know. I don't know. The question's good. What? Yeah, I understand. The Chas V'Chayk is going on the Rishayim that hold this way. The Beis Shmuel explains the Ramah. The Ramah says Lisa's Kapov. So the Beis Shmuel in Sivkot and Beis says Baran of Magimish the Leikosu Yisas Kapov Elikosu Shakar B'Tayra Hail Vayisa B'Davar. Avalisa's copy Vishlay Midaasa. Ikisa derais niksiv kaisavarku. I'm sorry, it's not Emor Lahem, it's kaisavarku. Attempt to varku veloizarin. That's what it says. Vikasha ala Rav Ramah. Demat Elisa's kappa. Chinisha v'chakas v'chaykak. So the Beishmo is going to offer a second shot in the Ramah. Says, why is Ramah mate duchani? So Rechloim Ramah Echriach came in the cause of a Rambam Magen Mishra Shem Ramach Minik Shalom Olamina Likur B'Tayra V'lechshir Shem Yechu B'Truma Shutrum is mad as Edra Abananu. They tissu, they don't know, Igabar Sasena, Lechel Truma. We don't eat Truma anyway, that's why it's Moshe. Mutta. Hakat, Kasha, Akati Yesh Chashash, Shami Yal and Sias Kapayim. This is what you were asking. Why are we Chashish? Elavadai. This is the line, the first wide line in the Beis Shmuel. Elavadai, Kol Dover She'in Lai Hano, Lai Chashin and Shiyasa Isser, Vein Lai Hano Amiza. Shomayi Lai Chashin and Lashom Dover. El Shami Yechel B'Truma. So the Beis Shmuel learns that the Rambam is machmir, that you don't trust him only where he has financial benefit. He's going to get truma. And if you can eat truma, so he gets free truma. But to be chayshish nesias kapayim, there's no financial benefit. Vaisdais, the covet is not, I don't know, but vaisdais for the covet alone and not chayshish. So the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikah have two different pshat. The Chalkas Mechaikah learns you can only trust him for aliyas. The Beis Shmuel, which is really the Ramah, holds that you could trust him also for Dochening, but for Pinyan Aben, where he has a financial benefit, you can't trust him. Now, this is all talking where he walks in out of nowhere. We're going to learn if somebody is living in town, Becheskes Kayin, as a father had a Chazaka, he's a Kayin, so that's called Kayinei Chazaka, which is good. This whole discussion is someone walking in out of nowhere. He moved here from somewhere. Right? We had the Texans that moved into the neighborhood, and one of them walked in. He said he's a Kayin. So we're going to have to discuss how do you prove you're a Kayin. But right now we're just talking where he doesn't have any proof at all. Yep.
Do you know the difference? First of all, if there's no other Kayin, he says he's a Kayin. So he's making a brother. People say, right? Now it's there.
No. You mean I'm in on the Duchening Bracha?
Okay.
I am.
Well,
for Duchening, though, all the Kayin go out.
Okay.
Let's discuss how someone is believed as a Kayin. Now, I want to explain. The rest of this page talks about how you believe. Now, you may tell me this is only Negat and Mechaber. Ramah, certainly according to Beis Shmuel, holds he's believed anyway. It's not true. What we're about to learn is also Negat to Balei Tshuva, who don't know if they're Kayin. In other words, Mechaber Ramah talk about someone who walks in and says, I'm a Kayin. So what Nemanis does he have according to the Mechaber? Ramah says he's believed. It's Negat to us. When you have Balei Tshuva, they themselves say, I don't know if I'm a Kayin. What do you need? Eid Echad? To aid him, how do you prove you're a Kayin? So let's learn the Mechaber, the rest of the Mechaber, and actually Mechaber in the beginning of Sifbeis. We're moving now to the criteria by which a person has an emunis that he's a Kayin. So second half of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Lo yechu b'katshe gvul ad. What does he need to prove he's a Kayin? Shiyeh loy eid echad. The Mechaber says one aid is believed. So that's the first thing. And Eid Echad is believed.
What
did
Echad
say? Now, that he knows he's a Kayin. He knows his father was a Kayin. It's the only way. He can't know all up to Arda Kayin.
So, shows a picture of a Kayin or a relative.
Metzeva. So that we're going to discuss. That's really the big question, whether a Metzeva is good. We'll discuss it as we come through. What? Kachek Vul means Truma in Chutzla, in Syria and in the places where they separate Truma. Now, as an aside, and we're going to discuss this, Avol, this important Avol. A Kayin walks in, he says, I'm a Kayin. A Kayin walks in, a man walks in, he says, I'm a Kayin. We say, I don't believe you. But, Avol Oyser Atzmai Begrusha Zayin of a Chalala, Ve'ina Metabala Mason. That's called Shavi Anashi Chedichid Yisura. Even though we don't believe him, Lakula, but he's in trouble. We believe him, Lachumra, that he can't marry a woman who a Kayin is not allowed to marry. And if he does, he gets Malchus. So, v'hanibeles safik halala, and the woman is a safik halala. Now, I'm going to put this aside. We'll come back to discuss Shavya Nafshei. The Mechshuvlach returns to the other topic. What do you need to prove you're a Kayin? So far he said, Eid Echad. Now, imhoya mesiach l'pitu my neman. There's another way he's believed. If he's shmuzing, ketzad. Maisa be'echad. This is the Gemara Ksubis. Hoy mesiach l'fi tumay. He was sitting around a schmoozing, Varmer, and he said to people, Zacharani Kishayisi Tinik. I remember when as a little boy, he said, Murkava Kispay Shal Abba, and my father used to carry me on his shoulders. Hoitsieni Mibesa Sefer. He took me out of here, he picked me up at Yeshiva. Hivshitumni as Ketanti. He undressed me, Vitviluni, and he dunked me in a mikveh. Lechol Truma L'Erev. So I could be as it's full. Yeah, he has to wait till the evening. And I'll eat shum in the evening. And he said, don't touch any of your friends because I want you to be tar. And they gave him a nickname, Yechen, who eats chala. It means the chala of kuna. He's believed. So Messiah lefitumai, he's believed. Why does the story have to say he took me out of yeshiva? What does that have to do with the story? So the Beishmur brings, it's yet a base of Sefer, and hey, because otherwise maybe he's an Eved. An Eved of a Kayin also eats Truma. Maybe he's an Eved Kayin, but an Eved doesn't go to Yeshiva. So that's why you need, it's yet a base of Sefer, Chashin Sheva Eved, okay, Taisis and Ksubis. Okay, this man is there that we don't have Eved Knanis, this man is there, so. The Rambam leaves out the words I say any basis. What? Yeah, it can be an Eved of a Kohen is true, but yes, we tar. Yeah, 100%. So. You're asking in the regular case. If someone walks in out of nowhere, are we Chayshish is a rabbi or Chayshish is not sure? I'll play it safe. I'll say both of the above. I don't know.
If somebody learns, he knows they want to get Kohen, he knows the halacha. Tell a story before.
He'll be Messiah Lefitumai. Yeah. Well, I can ask a Shaila. Is a person allowed? Let's say someone comes to me and says, you know, I'm a Kohen. I just moved into town. No one believes me. So I'll tell him, I got a good idea for you. When you've had a coffee machine in yeshiva, shmuz, tell them, you know, I remember I was a little boy and my father took me out. And so. He has to be Messiah Vitumai. And I guess Messiah Vitumai as much as you could tell. Right? It's the same thing in Bevasa B'chalav. We trust a guy Messiah Vitumai, at least according to the Mechaber. I'm not sure what the answer is, but so we're saying Eid Echad is believed. And now, the big question is whether a mummer is believed. Because the Bali Tshuva, for the most part, the people saying Surah's testimony about them are mummer l'chal Shabbos. That creates a problem, because it says in Siman Kuf Yutes, in Hilkos Macholos Asuras, Kuf Yutes is the Siman about who's believed on Macholos Asuras, and there in Zion. It says, Hashem Shabbos Mefahesi is not Nemon to say food is kosher. It's Mestaber, Mechal Shabbos Mefahesi, Mum Lechal Shabbos. So it's Mestaber that he wouldn't be Nemon for Yuchsin. It's not any better than Eid Echad Nemon Bisurim. And therefore, it creates an issue for the Balei Tshuva, who very often have a parent telling them that Derekayin, who himself is not a Shem Shabbos. And we have seen that they are Mishabeach Mechai, where the children will come from, that they do lie. If you remember, the Flendler boys who were here got Elias as Levim all the years they were here. And when they got older, and they realized they're not Levim. There's the Levi somewhere in the maternal side of the father's family, but when they became from, you remembered Levi's, he said Levi, but they were not Levim. Today they got Elias as Yisraelim. They were demoted. They got Elias as Levim for many years, and I told them all the kainim's hands that they wash, they have to wash all over again. It's not uncommon that these things happen. I think I mentioned you also, there was a Levine in Ar Sameach who assumed he was a Levi. I don't know the background. I know he was in Eretz Yisrael. He had a Bechar. And the guys in Ar Sameach told him he can't rely on it, that he did some research, and he found out his name is Leb, not Levine, and they're not Levim. He got all metzavis, and he did a pidyon aben on himself and his bechor at the same suda. One Suda, he didn't sit on a plate with garlic, but his plate himself, and his plate is his Ben HaBachar at the same time.
Ten shekel.
And the Kayin was Rabbi Olavsky, who had a fun speech with this. Only by someone who has no nemanis. The typical case is Gayim, because usually a Yid has nemanis. Here we have a case where a Yid has no nemanis and Mesiach Vitum is believed. Yeah, the Shach inside the Ches says Mesiach Vitumai is only belief in Drabanans. So yes, how can you be believed by Mechalas Asuris? He says by Milsa David Legluye, it's also believed. Milsa David Legluye, if the guy says there's no taste of milk in this meat, so he's believed. So Kashas, how's he believe? It's Isur Deraisa. So Shach answers that Milsa David Legluye. He's saying you can eat it. The Jew will eat it, taste the milk. So he's believed David Legluye. But there's by a guy taka. So the normal mahalach is that called the parish move a parish. The person himself is a parish. When a person goes to be mizana, it could be the shahs of kavua. But when someone is the child of Jews in the world, so he's called a parish move a parish. We assume that he's not a kavua.
We know that the father is not Naaman. If you said Amar Amzer, it's not Naaman for his son. So why here in the case of the Kohen?
The woman. Why she becomes us? The groyus. I want to get Shavya Nafshin. The groyus base. I think it is yes. The catch. Okay, we'll get back to Shavya Nafshin. Just we have to learn Siv Beis, which continues. So far, we know two ways. We call it a Baal Tshuva or a stranger who comes to us. Believed either Eid Echad or Mesiach Lefitumai. The Siv Beis it ends. An Eid Echad says testimony is not only belief for Aliyas, he's also believed Lachila Bitruma Bismanazed Rabbanan. Look at the Torah Rishon, he says Kapav, Afilu Aviv Neman. Even his father, the assumption is that the father is Adam Neman, that the father is also believed. Now, why should a father be believed? So the Beishmol Zayim brings, he has a Migu. That he could be machal and bitruma himself. He's nemal achila bitruma. Vafilu. Now here's the important line. Afilu mishtarais ma'ilin lakuna bezman hazeh. The question now is, what about circumstantial evidence? So you don't have testimony. It's about tshuva. Everybody's fried. Mishtarais. What does it mean? Mishtarais ma'am bezman hazeh. So if you turn the page, Kate said, Hareisha yakosav bishtar. Pliny Kayin Lava me Pliny Mane. There's a shtar. It says Ruvin the Kayin borrowed $100 from Pliny. The Edom Chasumim Alav and Edom signed Harizeh Becheskas Kayin Ke Kayin Eizman Hazeh. That's not good enough to teach Ruvin the Reise. But Gemara has a Shaila. Are they signed Amon Hashem Shtar Eim Eden or on everything in the shtar they're made? So we say that they made it on everything in the shtar. You have to identify the liver. If it says Reuven HaKayin and his name is not Reuven HaKayin, then maybe it's a fake shtar. They're gonna make someone else pay. Somebody remembers that the father's father got aliyas. He says aliyah. I know he duchin. He got aliyas also. So here. And the Rama says Yeshayim Chasam Atzmai Ani Pliny Kayin Ein Behani Bizman Hazeh. Now, what does this mean? This means this is basically an umdina. It does not mean that we know there are Eidim that he was a Kayin, because when he signs himself Ani Pliny Kayin, there are no Eidim saying that he's a Kayin. But the circumstantial evidence of someone who signs. If he signs Kayin, it'd be like a fool in front of everyone. He's known in town. Somebody uses an aid, and he signed Kayin. Well, he wouldn't sign Kayin. It look like a fool. So Mamela, he's Nehman. Now, same thing, if you sign a Ksuba. The Ramah is saying has nothing to do with Eidim. When the loiv is a kayin in the mechaber, you could say not just on the shemishtarim Eidim, but also on the people. That's true. And then by Eidim by a wedding, maybe not. Most Eidim just sign the ksuba without looking too much. But the truth is, they're saimach on the rav, and the rav wouldn't write kayin if he's not a kayin. But that's all an aside, because the Ramah is saying you don't need that Eidim are saying about him. Ramah is saying an umdina is good enough, that if someone signed any plenty kayin, you know Eidim is a kayin. But an umdina, a person wouldn't sign his name, I'm a kayin, he looked like a fool to everybody around him who sees that that he's signing as a kayin, and Mimela, he's neman to say that he's a kayin based on that. If you look in the Beis Shmuel Tess, let's see how he says it. Shmuel Tess is on the second side of what we're learning today, and it's more than halfway down on the right side. About a dozen lines from the bottom. And he played kayin because of Iran. Hatam mishum deloy gora memesiach lefitum aydu kayin. It's not because they are witnesses. He's a kayin. If he signs a shtar kayin ani, so where's the mesiach lefitum? I smir leafila ina misapish advarim. He doesn't talk about things. I'm mesiach lefitum. But says Yishuv, Lomali Bishas Shiyam Zachar Ani, that my father picked me up. Mashum Hamastam Ani Kayin, I have Messiah Levitumai. But Lamai said that to me, he's asking a kashim, that's Pshat in the Ramah. Because of Mechakas Mechaika, Kadamani Shikasa Mani Plaini Kayin, Dafka Beret Yisrael, Yesham Truma, Main Kayin Isil Tayyib Lay Raya, Chaymahani Mechasa Kayin, Abukhus Laret, Shah Tayyib Kayin, Yeshlebi Shikasa Kayin, Ani Plaini Kayin, Bishim Shayil Lachuma Lakayin. From Chutz Laaretz, Eretz Yisrael, we don't rely. But let me explain before we go. The controversy of whether a matseva is reliable, and really this is the primary way that Bali Tshuva try to trace the yichus. Sometimes they can find the ksuba of a grandparent and they can look at the ksuba. But more often than not, the effort is put into tracing the graves and finding the matzeva. I mean, there's one case which I might have mentioned to you. I remember Rav Palm called the yeshiva in Scranton. It was a similar situation where they had to know it was a zayin who got engaged to somebody, and they went out to the Beis HaKfaris till they found the kever and a matzeva, which said he was a kayin in that case, which was not what he wanted. He wanted to marry a girl that she was also to, but. My point is that it seems certainly the halach yelach in the world is to rely on matzavas. There's one printed tshuva I'm aware of, and it's slightly complicated, and I'll explain. There's a tshuva in Igros Moshe, and this is in the chelak dalav Evan Ezra Simin Mem Aleph, who relies on a matzeva. I can just tell you, relies on a matzeva, bang, you rely on a matzeva. Someone will tell me no. That's not the case in the Igros Moshe. The case in the Igros Moshe was L'chubra. It was a case of a girl who got engaged. She was engaged to a man. And the shaila was if the man was a kayin. Her status, which is what the main tshuva is about, she had fooled around with a guy. And the tshuva is actually about the act that they did, if it constitutes bia. Whatever, we're not getting into the details. But there was a certain interaction in bed, and the question was if that constitutes B or not. That's what the main tshuva is about. Ramesh at the end is Megel. He says what they did doesn't make her a Zayna. If a woman is Mizana with a guy, with the Tashmish, she's also to a Kayin forever. Ramesh writes that what they did doesn't constitute Bia, and she's Mutter. On him being a kayin, test the tshuva. He says, is he a kayin? He doesn't know. He's about tshuva, but he has a matseva of a zayda. Ramosha says that's good enough proof. So somebody will tell me that he was a kayin. So somebody will tell me that's no raya. Ramosha was being machmir that he's a kayin. That doesn't prove you can be mekel. He's a kayin. It's not true. Ramosha the tshuva is looking to put together a tziruf of reasons that he's mata this woman to this man. At the end, he's mata her to this man. He says that what they did doesn't constitute bia, and he talks about her nemanis, she has a pesha aser, and that he should have added a tziruf that it's not vaday that the fellow's a kohen, if he wouldn't consider it a vaday. It's pretty clear from the tshuva that he considers it to be a vaday. I had an argument with one of Tamidei Chachamim in our area about this, who holds a matzeva is not good enough for kula. What?
Take away
well, somebody's living a life b'cheskes Yisrael. You don't just bang make a b'kayin. But it would be a tziruf. I don't mean. I just mean it would be a tziruf. Now, just give me a second. I just want to point out to you what would be my makar to say a matzeva is believed. Makar would be this Rama. What is the Rama saying? That if he signed the shtar, it doesn't mean only him. His father or his father's father signed the shtar and he played the kayin. He was given a kibbutz to sign to the oim or ksuba, and he signed. So we say that that's good enough. There are no witnesses. Why is it good enough? We say he would not have signed and he played the kayin. It looked like a fool in front of everyone if he's not a kayin. So it's like Mesiach Levi Tumai that he's a kayin. Certainly by a matzeva would be the same thing. A person puts up a matzeva, he doesn't do it clandestinely. Usually you put up a matzeva, the family comes, everyone sees the matzeva. He's a rabbi matzeva hakayin. If he doesn't think he's a kayin, it's also no worse than Mesiach Levi Tumai. Matzeva is more permanent than a shtar, and I would think the umdin of a matzeva is not worse than the umdin of signing a shtar. This would seem to be the makar. Yeah, Jay, I'm sorry.
Why a matzeva should be in something?
Because the those who say a matzeva is not good enough, they agree that if a firm person ordered the matzeva that it's good. The shaila is where the family was not from, and the person who ordered the matzeva, who made the matzeva, was an irreligious person who has no nemanis to say that he's a kayin. What? Why would anybody put on kayin if it wasn't? Okay. Yeah, some people might say it, they might feel important, but to put it on matzeva would be very strange. Kol chazak is kachem. Every time you can ask any time a person gets a chazak, he moves into town, he has no chazak. If he's muzik 30 days, then he is. How do you become muzik 30 days? It's a good question. You know, Eish HaSish could be muzik 30 days. They move into the neighborhood, they live as husband and wife 30 days, they're muzik 30 days. If he's Moses Kayin Beir 30 days, that's good. How do you become Moses Kayin Beir? I don't know. But it means he moved into town, he was Moses Kayin, that I guess that means he walked around calling himself a Kayin in Mesiach Lefi Tumay situations. And after 30 days, he gets a Chazak. What? Nobody is? So how do you get a chazaka 30 days? It has to be that it was Mesiach Levi Tumai. You know, that he was a guest. They wanted a bench in the house. Is that kayin? He let a bench. He benches as a kayin. I don't. You have to use your imagination, but he had to be Mesiach Levi Tumai. He got a chazaka as a kayin. Now, what? So it's not a raya because there are katzes and cones that are not kayanim, and there are levies and levines that are not levim. So how that happened, I don't know, but you know, Rav David Cohen is not a kayan, right? What? They took the mother's last name. They changed it to Cohen. It's a change name, all right. So, now, I skipped Shavya Nafshei. So basically, where are we ending up? We're ending up that the Rambam sheet is very chomer on Nemanis. It's only chomer that you need proof. The bar of proof is very low. Mesiach Levi Tumai, or Neid Echad, or Zitumai Neid Echad, Afilu Aviv, is never to say that he's a Kayin, and a Chazaka is good. Somebody has a Chazaka that he lived in town as a Kayin. Now, we turn back to the part I skipped in Sif Aleph, the Shavya Nafshe part, Avaloy Saratzmai. What? He has to be from Yid. He has to be a Shabbos Jew.
He has to know who he is.
Yeah, okay. He has to be a person that's known to be a Shabbos Shabbos from. Okay. Shabbat Nafshei. Okay, what does it say in the Mechaber? Avol. Okay, it's when the Mechaber resumes after the Ramah, the second line. Avol Oyser Asvei Begrusha V'zayin V'chalala V'ayin V'tam L'meisim. Here is an area in Halacha which is a Mishnah. It's taken very seriously. That is when a person who is not believed says about himself, I'm a Kayin, we don't believe him. Said about himself, she says, I'm an Esh Yisish. In a case, we don't believe her. The halacha is, Shavya Nafshei Chatichi Nisura. A person is believed legabe himself. So, Ad Kedei Kach, there's a Tshuvas HaRamah, that when Yitzchak moved into town and he said, Rivka is my sister, it should be Shavya Nafshei Chatichi Nisura, it should be also to be Bail her. Or the Ramah is a Tshuva. He says, what heter is there? Okay. So the Mishnah says that a man says about himself, you're in trouble. You say about yourself, I'm an Esh Yisish, or I'm a Kayin, or anything. Even if you're not believed in Halacha, you believe Legabe yourself. In the Shulchan Aruch, the first time it's mentioned in Yerideya, is a Simen Aleph of Shilta Shchita. A Shaychit, as long as the meat is tachas yadav, he's never to say it's treif. Once the meat is that tachas yadav, and he comes a week later and he says, no, I feel terrible. Last week I shechted, it was treif, and I said it was kosher. He's not believed. He has no nemanis. An eidach nema bisurin is only if it's biyadav, if it's something that's biyadav. An eidach can't say someone else's thing is treif. But shavi adnav shechetik nisur, for him, it's treif. So if him is treif, everybody else is kosher. That's the halach. Why? Why is shavi hadash yadisura? If I don't believe it, why? So the Pisrei Tshuva, if it wouldn't be late, I'd read it inside, is Simen Aleph Sivkat Yud Ches, brings two pshatim. Why shavi hadash yadish yadisura? One pshat is, it's medine neder. You hear this? It's like a neder. When you say, in a place where you have an emanis for yourself, you're coming to say an emanis, this meat is treif, it's like you made a neder, I'm going to treat this meat as treif. If you say I'm a kayin, it's saying, I'm going to behave as if I'm a kayin. It's a neder. That's the shita the Shaar HaMelech brings, that it's a type of neder, and the raya is from the Lashon HaRambam that seems to say it. So Dayu Yehuda makes fun of it. Dayu pokes fun. He says, well, Ataras the Darim is going to help for Shavya Ayti Hadisura. The Yehuda says it's a halacha of Nemanis, Adam Neman Alatzma Yosem Ebeya Eidim. A person believed Lagabi himself, more than 100 witnesses, he's believed to say about himself, he's Neman Alatzma, and therefore, for him, the meat is Aser, or whatever it is problematic. If a man says, a woman comes with a get. And the man says, I never gave her the get, it's fabricated. And he wants to chepa her, right? He says, it's a fabricated get, I never gave it. And she brings witnesses that it's a true get. So she's allowed to marry, he's not allowed to marry. He claims he never gave the get. Shavidat, if it is surah. Or he says, I married her. Right? The Mishnah has a case. He says, I married her. She says, I never married you. He's not believed. So who asa b'chaisa? And she's not asa b'achiv, because shavi anafshe.
Is it a svara or is it
zera? Well, they said a tupshat. Either it's a din neder, or adam neman lasi esem edim, which would be zera sakas. The kasha is, the mechaber says, that when a man says, I'm a kayin, and then he marries a grusha, loika, he gets malchus. Why is he getting malchus? Loimi boy, if it's al neder, you get malchus for violating a neder. But even if Neman al Asma Yesim Ebeyeidim, what does that mean? That means Bezin doesn't believe him. But Bezin tells him, you have to behave like what you said. You're bound by your words. So the question is, why are we giving Malchus? Why are we giving Malchus? The Gra in Sukkot Yad Alef Yud Beis seems to be bothered. First, why does he get Malchus? And then why does the Nebelas get Malchus? If Bezin doesn't believe he's a Kayin, It's just Shavi and Asher given the Isura. So that's on him. It's not on everybody else.
So
Enam Mesim Asmai Rasha is, he's not Nemut say he did a Rishis. When he says Kainani, he's not making himself a Rasha. Later he's doing the Mesim. So what?
How does he make a
halala? How does he make her a suffix halala? So Rabbi Chanan, in the Kavit Shiurim, this Sugi and Subis, in Rabbi Chanan, it's Ais Nun Ches, has a very geshmak of pshat. It's really based on a Rambam. Rabbi Chanan says, he's not going to with the Mahalach of the Shar HaMelech, that it's a Din Neder. He's going to know the Yehuda, that's Adam Nehmar Al Atzmai. He goes with the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, what's a din if there's meat on the table? And we think it's kosher meat. And Eidecha comes, and he's the owner of the meat. He's Neman. He says, oh, that's treifa meat. Eidecha then be surim. On his own, what's biyadai? What's his? He's Neman. So up to Rambam, what happens if a man says, this is treifa meat, and someone comes to eat it, and two Eidim give him asra, don't eat that, that's the vela. The Rambam says he gets Malkus. Why does he get Malkus? There's only Eid Echad that is Nevela. The Rambam says this. He says, if he ate it first, and then an Eid Echad says it's Nevela, the Eid Echad is saying Eid is to give him Malkus, there's no Nemanis. But if he first is an Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, it becomes an established fact. It becomes in Halacha factually Nevela. Once there's a nemanis that it's nevela, this the Rambam says that once it's established as nevela, then we give malchus apiv. Rabbi Chanan learns the same way in the Mechaber. Rabbi Chanan learns that when a person is neman al atzmai, yaisem emei eidim, so it becomes established legabe him. It's like a double world. Legabe him, it becomes established that he's a kai. So legabe him, if he's bayol, he gets malchus. Why does he get Malkus? Because the Gabi him, he has a Nemanis Kishtei Eidim. It's as if two Eidim said that he's a Chol, that he's a Kayim. And he's a Bayal Grusha, then he gets Malkus based on that. This is Rabbi Chanan's Hezber in the fact that he gets Malkus. Doesn't really explain why she should become the Nebeles, which the Gra and the Yud Beis Takamat Mion. But on Kapanim, it's a Bir Hadavar. So to sum up, what we learned this in Megimel Sif Aleph and Beis, we learned that for a person to have Nemanis that he's a Kayin, you need, for an Aliyah, he could come in and say I'm a Kayin. To Duchin, the Machlaik Yisrachas Machlaik, and against the Beishmol, the Ramah, if for Duchin he's believed. And to be believed the Kuli Alma, he needs Mesich Lepitumai, Eid Echad Afilu Aviv, or an umdana like a star or a matseva makes him believe, and these are the rules. We didn't get yet to the rules of Kaine Chazaka, so that means Hashem will get to next.